Well, hey there, Mama, and welcome back to the Moms Overcoming Overwhelm podcast, episode 113. I'm Emily McDermott, and I'm here beside you on this journey as we work together to declutter your home, head, and heart. While we are in our spring decluttering series, this is actually the third episode in the series, and we have been focusing on routines and also decluttering of physical items. And today we're going to be focusing a little bit more on the head and the heart. We try to focus here on home, head, and heart. But I'm sharing today five things that I am decluttering this spring to live lighter. And doesn't that sound good? So what do you say? Grab the notebook and pen and let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, Mama. Are you tired of all the stuff crowding your home, calendar, and mind? Do you wish you could say goodbye to the endless to-do list running around in your head? Want to declutter but don't know where to start? You're in the right place. Welcome to Mom's Overcoming Overwhelm, where you will find proven and practical solutions to declutter your home, head, and heart. Hi, I'm Emily, a wife, boy mom, and simplicity seeker. I struggled to get pregnant and felt overwhelmed until I discovered decluttering could create the physical and emotional space I needed to become a mom. Now, two kids later, I've transformed my life and motherhood by developing simple systems around decluttering, capsule wardrobes, kid stuff, cleaning and tidying, meal planning, time management, and more, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you're ready to reclaim the time and energy you crave, be present with your kids, and finally enjoy the life and motherhood you so deserve, let's kick overwhelm to the curb, shall we? Grab your lukewarm coffee, your notebook and pen, and clear off some counter space. Let's do this. Well, I am thrilled to have so many moms that have requested to join our Facebook group over at tinyurl.com/momsovercomingoverwhelm. And now that Easter is finished, I will be getting to those requests as soon as I can. So thank you for your patience. And we are going to be starting a new challenge actually next week. So Monday, April 8th. And we are going to be doing our normal challenge, 15 minutes a day for 5 days. And I can't wait to see you there. So head on over to tinyurl.com/momsovercomingoverwhelm so you can join in the fun. So let's dive into these five things that I am decluttering this spring to live lighter. And first is my shoulds. Have you ever heard shoulding all over yourself? I feel like I do that a lot. And sometimes I feel like the hardest thing to declutter is the unrealistic expectations that I place on myself. Can anyone agree with that? Well, Easter is a perfect example. My parents and my aunt were coming to visit, and even though they are fine with very low key, you know, not a really formal menu, I was freaking out about the state of the house and what we were going to eat and what we were going to do. And it actually prevented me from being able to relax and enjoy myself. And so I feel like it's important to kind of reflect when we have these shoulds, like things should look a certain way for something like a holiday or people coming over, and asking ourselves, why am I doing this? Is this preventing me from enjoying the moment with the people I care about? And am I valuing the task or being in control of the situation or having things in an orderly fashion? Am I really valuing that over the relationship? Because I had to catch myself a couple times, and it really wasn't until about a day into their visit I felt like I could relax and take the pressure off of myself. And we just had two great episodes about unrealistic expectations and shoulds, and those are episode 110 with Rose Lounsbury and episode 112 with Stephanie O'Day. So I would highly recommend that you listen to both of those if you need to declutter your own shoulds. Okay, moving along to the thing number two that I am going to be decluttering this spring, which is doing everything for my kids. Who is guilty of this? I was just talking in my monthly coaching group about it, how, especially in the morning, if I'm trying to get the kids out to the bus, my kids are supposed to be doing their own routines, making their own beds, picking out their own clothes, brushing their own teeth. And sometimes for the sake of getting them out the door, I end up doing things. So I am trying really hard to let them experience the natural consequence of things not getting done, Maybe that means they go to school in their pajamas. I don't know. We'll see. But also being able to have more margin and giving them far more time than I think they're going to need in case, I don't know if you can relate to your kids getting their breakfast all over their shirt right before they're supposed to go out to the bus, but also just allowing for complaints and stalling. And something that I love is this idea of not kind of asking like, oh, could you, whatever it is, saying it's time to, right? It's time to get dressed. It's time to brush your teeth. It's time to put things away. And then you are able to support them in that, but we're not asking, we are firmly directing. So one episode I love about this is episode 96 with Barb Raveling, and she has really inspired me to delegate more to my kids when it comes to preparing their own meals and snacks and also doing chores. So that is something that I am working on this spring. Okay, the third thing that I am trying to declutter this spring to live lighter is to always apologize, right, for saying no to things that I know are outside my capacity. And I recently had an article in Becoming Minimalist, I'll link to it in the show notes, I was very excited about it, all about capacity. You know how passionate I am about that if you've been here any length of time, but just recognizing that we were never meant as moms to handle this much. And I need to understand how things drain me and my energy, be able to adjust accordingly without apologizing for needing to meet my own needs before others, and recognizing that just because I can do something doesn't mean that I need to. So after hosting my family, and then my kids have been on spring break for a week and a couple extra days, I recognized that I need a reset. I need to be able to spend some time on my self-care, and that is okay. And I don't need to apologize for saying no to things if people are requesting things from me or of my time, that I can put those boundaries in place. And episode 80 with Laura Hernandez and also episode 104 with Rachel Norman are really great. They are moms that are excellent at delegating to others in their families who are capable, as well as delegating other things like grocery shopping or other things that sometimes we think, well, I could just go, but we don't think about the drain on our time or energy. So we want to be able to focus on what we can focus on best and leave the rest to others. Okay, so the fourth thing that I am decluttering this spring to help me live lighter are the excuses preventing me from my daily non-negotiables. Now, my non-negotiables include some sort of movement or exercise, being able to pray, to read my Bible, my rest, my nutrition, having daily laundry and daily tidying and some of these chores and rhythms that help me feel on top of my home management. And in episode 67, I talk about some of these, my daily habits that combat my anxiety and overwhelm. So you can check that out. But sometimes when things are out of whack with my schedule, like spring break, for example, I have these excuses as to why I can't work out or can't do certain things. And I really need to focus on those non-negotiables, again, unapologetically being able to focus on them, prioritize them, and know that they are making me a better mom and a better wife and how I show up in my day to day. So I am definitely decluttering those excuses because I have plenty of them. I don't know about you, but I know I feel better when I do those non-negotiable things. And the last thing number five that I am decluttering this spring to live lighter is mindless social media scrolling. I found myself over this week just not sure how I got in the rabbit hole of scrolling Instagram and Facebook, and I really feel deeply need for detox of Instagram and Facebook, except for what I'm posting for the podcast and also in my group. And Stephanie Gass, who is my mentor and also my part-time boss, since I support other female podcasters for a part of the job I do, her interview is episode 88, all about how to change your relationship with your phone and what she specifically did to help her with her social media addiction. So I feel like spring is a great time to be able to reset and refresh, to have my focus go where it's most needed and what is most important to me. And so I am committing to stop the mindless social media scrolling. If you are interested in joining me, come on over to the group. Maybe we can get a group of us ladies involved in that. But it always helps me feel less anxious. It helps me to feel more connected to the people around me. And it's something I feel like is really important right now. So to recap, these are more of the head and heart things that I am decluttering this spring to live lighter. Number one, my shoulds. Number two, doing everything for my kids. Number three, apologizing for saying no to things that are outside my capacity. Number four, the excuses preventing me from my daily non-negotiables. And number five, mindless social media scrolling. On Thursday, we are going to talk to Teresa Wiedrich, and she is at the Homeschool Mama Self-Care podcast, and we are going to be talking about one of my favorite things to talk about, especially given today's episode, boundaries, how we can create healthy boundaries, especially when it comes to others' expectations of us and our unrealistic expectations for ourselves. So I can't wait to see you there. See you on Thursday. Bye for now. If you like today's podcast, here's what you can do. Just take 30 seconds to leave me a review. I know you're a busy mama. You're overwhelmed, in fact, but 30 seconds of your day makes such an impact. I'll be blessed by your words. They'll definitely make my day. And who knows, you might be entered for this month's giveaway. An Apple Podcast, scroll down to write a review. Thanks so much for your time. I'm so grateful for you.